Thinking Digital 2016, and the morning is off to a flying start. I've seen this gentleman speak before, and I was in stitches, and then I was shocked, and then I was in stitches, and then I was shocked. The same happened again. Mikko, M-I-K-K-O, actually pronounced?
Mikko, with a very long K.
Mikko.
Yeah, there we go.
Thank you so much for your talk today, especially in regards to ransom Trojans. Wow, and these people behind the ransom Trojans, what astute business folk.
Yeah, they are. There's a huge competition going on between different online crime gangs which make their money with ransom Trojans. They clearly think about things like return on investment, finding their right target, finding the right platform. So it's quite fascinating to watch how these groups evolve, how they compete, and how much money they make.
And offering a certain amount of tech support?
Yeah. When you actually get hit with a ransom Trojan, which asks you to pay money to get your own files back, the thing which is quite surprising to many people is that if you actually pay, they practically always deliver. You will get your files back. And the reason for that is that they know that future victims will Google whether previous victims have got their files back. So they do deliver for the fact of getting new victims in the future.
And by analyzing the blockchain and all the public transactions that are actually happening, you were able to find out roughly how much these people are earning.
Yeah, there's around 40 different ransom Trojan gangs out there. Some of them do a great job of hiding their money movements or their Bitcoin movements in the blockchain, but some gangs use central wallets, and we've been monitoring them for 2 years. So, for example, the Crypto Wall gang from Moscow has made more than 300 million euros in the last 2 years, and that's ridiculous. I mean, our revenue for F-Secure is 150 million a year, so clearly we are in the wrong business.
Careful what you say, that you might start getting headhunted when it's you that's doing the headhunting of the hackers. As you started your talk, you are a hacker hunter. Now, I'm not as safe as I used to be, am I, being a Mac user?
You used to be safe being a Mac user or an OS X user. That changed last month. We've seen various OS X botnets and things like that, nothing too serious. But then last month we found the Keranger Trojan, which is the first ransom Trojan for OS X users. It's been distributed through hacked websites, where I mean you go and download an application for your Mac from the official download site, and you still get infected. And it encrypts your Mac files, and it tries finding your backups from your Time Machine server and tries to encrypt those as well.
So I'm using a VPN at the moment. Is there anything else I should be considering other than do not click the enable content button?
Yeah, don't click the enable content button in Microsoft Office. That's how many, many of the ransom Trojans hit you nowadays. Well, like 2 years ago, my advice for Mac users when they were asking if they need an antivirus was that no, you really don't. I can't say that anymore. We've seen enough problems on Macs that I do recommend running an antivirus in addition of a VPN on a Mac system. And take good backups, and then take backups of your backups.
Yeah, I do that, and you're making me feel a little bit more comfortable. But when it comes to finding an antivirus which isn't invasive, or you do a quick Google and it says, this is just spyware, what should I be looking out for?
Well, of course, we have an antivirus from F-Secure, so of course I would be recommending our own. But basically all the big boys in the antivirus business have a Mac antivirus, many of them free. So, you know, go for a big name brand that you know of, or download ours.
Is yours free?
It is. Depends if you're a home user or a corporate user.
I'm a home user. I'm going to be looking that up. Thank you so much. What are you doing next?
I'm actually, unfortunately, have to leave Newcastle today. It's a great city. I love coming here. I have to be in Tokyo tomorrow, so I have to leave tonight.
Well, we shall raise a glass in your absence and look forward to the next time we get to hear some fascinating stories from the security world. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.